Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the start of the 12th weekend of the National Football League season at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta on Thursday night. The New Orleans Saints beat the Falcons 17-13, almost all of the scoring in the first half. New Orleans would tack on a third-quarter field goal, but that would be enough. Drew Brees for 278 yards and two touchdowns, including a 44-yarder to Jimmy Graham. He says after the Falcons got on board with a touchdown in their opening drive, we had to answer.
So for them to go down and score, we just knew as an offense we needed to come back and respond. We put together a great drive. Like you said, 15 plays, end up getting a touchdown on third down, down inside the red zone. That was a great way to answer, and then we came back on the next drive and got another score.
New Orleans improves to 9-2 on the season. Falcons, meanwhile, drop to 2-9. Here's wide receiver Roddy White.
When you're not getting the results that you like, that you're used to getting, it's very frustrating. I feel like we're playing hard. We're not playing hard. We're just not finding ways to win games.
Nor are the Green Bay Packers. Their last victory was against the Minnesota Vikings at the Metrodome, 44-31. They have dropped three in a row since and get the Vikings in the rematch Sunday at Lambeau Field, a high noon kickoff. Defensive back Tremont Williams says, despite the slide, we're still upbeat.
We still have a good vibe in here. Everyone is sticking together. And when you have that ingredient, you have a chance.
Well, at 5-5 and looking up at a lot of teams in the playoff chase in the NFC, wide receiver Jordy Nelson says, yeah, the pressure's on.
I don't know about a must win. We need to win. We want to win. It's probably about as close as you can get to one, but we want to win. We want to win for multiple reasons. Obviously, we lost a few in a row. We know the win will help us, help this locker room out a lot, help us get closer to the playoffs. Just try to get one. We need to get this one, and then we'll have a short week for the next. So we need this one. We do.
As for the Vikings, head coach Leslie Frazier's team is 2-8. But considering it's the Packers, this game still has meaning.
This is an NFC North opponent, a rival for us in our division. Huge game for us. Our most important game of the season. Well, number one, because it's the next game on our schedule, but also because of who the opponent is. It's a chance for us to get a win in our division. So it would mean a lot to our team, to our fans.
In college football, 18th-ranked Central Florida defeated Rutgers on Thursday night, 41-17. The Wisconsin Badgers travel across the border to take on the Minnesota Gophers Saturday afternoon. Wisconsin 8-2, but so is Minnesota. And Badger coach Gary Anderson says they're 8-2 for reasons.
It's going to be four quarters of a highly contested football game because you're going to have technique on both sides. You're going to have smart kids who are going to be in the right spots. Somebody's going to have to win in the trenches to be able to move guys around. And when both teams have had success, they've been able to do that. And then they found a way to make the big play, whether it's, again, by a turnover or an explosive with their offense.
It's a 2:30 kickoff in Minneapolis for the Badgers and Gophers battling for Paul Bunyan's axe. High school football crowned four state champions at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison on Thursday. In Division 7, Blackhawk defeated Glenwood City 44-22, winning their first championship and any sport for the high school. In Division 6, Shayokton capped an undefeated season with a 35-0 rout of Darlington. The Chiefs go 14-0, and that was their 11th victory via the shutout. In Division 5, Stanley Boyd beat Lancaster 21-16, their third state championship. Stanley Boyd making a huge 4th-and-1 stop at the 10-yard line in the final minute. And in Division 4, Winneconnie capped a Cinderella run. They entered the postseason with a 4-5 record, but ran the table and defeated Platteville 28-14. The Wolves win the Division 4 championship. Three more state titles will be on the line Friday at Camp Randall in Madison. And now to basketball. College hoops. Number 12, Wisconsin beat Bowling Green 88-64 at the Kohl Center to improve to 5-0. Ben Brust led six players in double figures with 19 points. Sam Decker added 14. 25th-ranked Marquette had a tussle but defeated New Hampshire 58-53. Chris Otule and Todd Mayo each with 16 as the Golden Eagles improved to 3-1 on the season. In the NBA, just two games, Oklahoma City beat the LA Clippers 105-91. Kevin Durant scoring 28 points for the Thunder. He says we put up a strong finish in that one.
Down the stretch, execution was the best it's been this year. And everybody was moving, everybody was touching the ball, and everybody felt involved, and that made us all play hard on the defensive end too.
The Denver Nuggets ended the Chicago Bulls' five-game winning streak 97-87. Milwaukee Bucks, they are in Philadelphia to try and end a six-game slide against the Sixers. On the ice, St. Louis beat Boston 3-2 in a shootout. It was Nashville 4, Toronto 2. Philadelphia Flyers over Buffalo 4-1. Detroit gets by Carolina 4-3. Chicago Blackhawks doubled up the Winnipeg Jets 6-3. The defending Stanley Cup champs put up a good effort for Coach Joel Quenneville.
I thought we answered the bell at the start of the game and answered the bell when they had their run there in the second. But I thought excellent first and third periods and did a lot of good things to play the right way.
New York Rangers get by the Dallas Stars 3-2. Colorado in overtime beats Phoenix 4-3. Edmonton a 4-1 winner over Florida. It was New Jersey 2. The LA Kings won in overtime. San Jose beat Tampa Bay 5-1. College hockey in Division 3. It'll be number 2 St. Norbert at 6-0 taking on number 1 4-0 Eau Claire, the defending Division 3 national champions. The 1v2 matchup at the Cornerstone Community Center in Ashwaubenon Friday night at 7 o'clock. In college soccer, the Wisconsin Badgers knocked out UW-Milwaukee in the opening round of the NCAA Division I tournament 1-0. As Chris Prince scored the only goal of the match in the 12th minute, the Badgers advanced to the second round to take on Notre Dame in South Bend on Sunday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.